Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight we are talking Step 6, Present Moment, and we are talking intuition. I am Kelly Fox, and I am excited to welcome my beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer. How are you tonight, Terry?
I'm good. It's so good to be here with you and talk about one of my favorite steps, Present Moment.
I love Present Moment because it's something that I have been practicing for a while. And my kids have this talent, I guess, of living in the present moment. And so it's one of those things that I try to learn from them. I tend to be a planner, and so I live in the future. And then I also am a worrier, so I live in the past. It's definitely something that I practice, and it's a great thing to practice when you are practicing listening to your intuition more, because if you're in the past or the future, your intuition can't really come in and support you. So it's when we are living in the present moment that we can hear and feel and resonate with our intuition to be able to do those things that we want to be doing.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really it's interesting when you talk about being in the present moment and trusting. Well, you didn't say the word trust, but for me, it's trusting my intuition and knowing that, you know, have a real knowing that my intuition is going to be there to have my back and to inspire me and to push me forward when I'm in the present moment and when I'm abandoning or surrendering to that intuition.
Yeah, I love that. Surrendering, definitely. Surrendering is next month, so a little tag for that. But I think there is an aspect of surrendering that need to plan or surrendering that need to worry, so that you can be in the present moment. We are excited tonight. Sorry, go ahead, Terry.
No, go ahead. Is Janet there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Awesome.
Hello.
Our guest coach on tonight, Janet Ritter. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm great. I'm excited to be on again and talk to you too. It's been too long.
Yeah.
I love being on here. So thank you for inviting me and having me back.
Of course.
Our pleasure. Yeah.
So we have a present moment tonight, Janet. To start us off, why don't you share with us, what does that mean to you and how do you stay in the present moment?
Right? Especially given everything going on right now. Right? And I think it's so important to when we start doubting or questioning or getting caught up in everything and our worries just get so huge and all-consuming, where we lose sleep over it and things like that. I think it's super important to just take a deep breath and go, wait a minute. In this moment, here and now. Life is going as it's meant to. What is my role? How do I want to be in it? And then move each day through it that way. Yeah, so, like, for example, I'm going away this week, and with my mom and my sister, and it involves flights. And my mom turns 90 this year. And it has been, you know, of course, we've been going round and round. And, you know, are they going to cancel? Are they even going to allow us to go? Blah, 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 blah. And my mom is just like, you know what? I am not letting this stop me. I'm going to be 90. I've lived a great life. And I really want to go. So I'm going.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
And that, just hearing her, and, you know, because I've been nervous, like, oh, my God, you know, she gets to decide. It's her decision. And I'm good with whatever she decides. And yet saying that, you know, and it's just reaffirming, like, with all this craziness, it's like, how do I want to live each day? How do I want to spend my day? How do I want to be with whatever is presented to me each day? And
mm-hmm.
it's my choice, just like we all have our choice. And not going too far into the future over everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I used to live like 5 years in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
All my steps planned. Okay, I have to be doing this by this time. I have to be doing this by this time. So that 5 years from now, I'm going to be where I want to be.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it doesn't work out, and it doesn't work out, and it doesn't work out. And then I'm all frustrated and you know, blaming other people and... You know, how different would of those years been if I just lived in those years?
Yeah, exactly.
Than worrying about the 5 years after it. But, you know, like, I think that at that time, that's what kind of got me through. But I think that also, there's something that I was missing in the moment as well. And I think there are moments where we look ahead, but it doesn't have to be 5 years ahead. It can be, you know, for the weekend, right? Or, you know,
an
the
hour.
Next adventure.
The next hour.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, but it's how is that looking ahead? How are we using it too? You know, are we holding our breath until it comes, or are we just, you know, looking forward to it, saying, yeah, I got this great thing coming up, and, you know, and then taking a breath and saying, okay, let's tackle what we have today. But yeah, I love how you talked about practicing how you want to show up. We talked about that last week about intentions and how intentions can be how we practice, you know, who we want to be in the moment. And, you know, having those up and around, reminding ourselves, having them be short so that we can remember them, you know, and how we can have the same one or different ones or big ones or specific ones, and how, you know, we can arrange it to however we want to support us in that moment. So I love that you brought that up as well. Are there any other tools that you use that support you in present moment?
Going within and getting, you know, like getting quiet.
Yeah.
So, like, if I feel like I'm rushing or pressing or I just feel like an anxiousness, it's noticing that and then making a choice, deciding, oh, what do I want to do with this? I can run with it or see where it leads, or I can choose not to run with it. And if I choose not to run with it, where do I want to go with it? Like, then what opens up? What possibilities appear? So that's what I like to do is that. It's just kind of stop, slow down. And it works really good when you get angry or frustrated or bothered or whatever, you know, and that where it stirs up stuff within you. It works amazing to be able to, like, give yourself time and then, you know, if you need to reach out for support, to decide to choose a different manner in which you handle yourself than what you've handled, how you've handled yourself before. You know, because, like, if I get upset or angry, right, I react. And all of a sudden, if I'm triggered or whatever, right, and I react, and it's like, and my reaction can be like, okay, I'm trying, like this happened the other day. It's like I'm trying to stop myself, but I was so triggered, I couldn't. And so I took myself up to my room and just was like, wah! And I gave myself space and time and doing that, I became hyper aware of what was happening. Like, oh, wow. You know, I'm triggered. This is what's going on. This is how I'm responding. Got it. I'm still raw. It's like, okay. That's okay. Be raw. If that's what I need to be. Right? And then, so I was. And then later, I was able to go to the person with which I was raw over, who had set off my roaring, right? It wasn't about them. It was my stuff. And go there, and even though I still, like, had that little roaring inside, I went there, and it was like, okay, wait a minute. Just listen. And they can, you know, blame me or whatever, but that's their stuff. And let them have their voice and say what they're going to say. And don't react and notice. Have compassion and notice. That's their stuff. Just like I was in my stuff. And so how our stuff butted up against each other. And that's what created it. So for it to end, to shift the energy away from this, one of us has to be willing to notice our stuff. And not take ownership of the other person's stuff. And to do that with so much awareness and an open heart, there's a lot of power in that.
Yeah.
So in a way, it makes me look forward to being triggered to see, oh, wow, how quickly can I notice it? And then shift away, you know, seriously, like, oh, how quickly do I notice what's going on? And how quickly can I recover from it? You know, whereas something would take me weeks or months or years to recover from, cool, I'm down to 24 hours or less.
That's huge.
What?
I said, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I'm proud. So it's like after, you know, doing this whole thing, and I walk out and I'm like, dang, I am pretty proud of myself. Look at that. And that's how allowing yourself to be in present moment is, you can't do it without being in present, without allowing yourself to be present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't.
Sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Terry, creating space has been something that you've been practicing. Do you feel that as you've been doing that, that you've been able to connect to your intuition and more in that space than you were before?
Well, I have a goal. I think I've talked about it a couple of weeks ago in our conversation about recognizing the addiction and being aware of the addiction that I have to, be able to do everything and be a part of everything and know everything that's going on. And so I made a commitment to be more aware of that. And, the fear of, what is it? The fear of being left out or whatever it is.
Missing out.
I haven't been able to create more space because I'm committed to a wide variety of things, but I've been able to be more aware and willing to be in the present moment during the day. So if I'm, like this morning, I did a workshop at the county for 4 hours, and I just had an outline, and I just trusted that my intuition would help me to do what was the best for the participants as I listened and I was aware and I paid attention to comments and activities and what they were doing. I was able to stay in the present moment, really not worrying about what I was going to do next because I had everything lined up that I could choose from. And by listening to my intuition and going into the situation with the intention to listen to my intuition and be able to be present for the people that were there in order to serve their needs, it was very peaceful, and I had that inner peace and joy as I was conducting the workshop, which gives me more space to be in the present moment and more space to listen to my intuition rather than I know I'm going from one thing to the next today. Here's my schedule, but can I be in the present moment in each of those situations and surrender to my higher power, to my intuition, and keep that my wholeness as inner peace, to keep that inner peace and not to become agitated and not to feel overwhelmed or beat myself up because I'm still involved in all these commitments that I can see times in the future that I'm going to be able to let go of that one and let go of that one, but I'm not going to let go of them in the middle of the commitment. So I'm creating space by allowing my intuition to guide me and to let go of, let go of the busy feeling, you know, that feeling of I'm so busy and I want to do this and I want to do that, and just go with the flow, I guess is a way to say it. And trust my intuition and be present and give my best. And that's working for me to where when I come home, I'm tired, but I'm not emotionally exhausted. I'm probably a little bit physically tired, but I have that same inner peace, and I'm able then to rest and, look forward to when I'm going to have more space. And that's my real commitment to myself, is that at certain times I'm going to let go of these commitments when I've completed them and give myself more space.
Mm-hmm. So today when you were present at the workshop and trusting yourself, how did that feel?
Well, like I said, it's very peaceful. And I have that knowledge, that knowing that my intuition is going to guide me. And I trust that. I totally trust that, which is one of the steps as well. And mm-hmm. I'm aware and willing to trust that. I'm aware and willing to be present and not worrying about the outcome of the workshop, just knowing that by being present, I'm going to meet the needs of the people in the workshop. I know I have the skills and the tools and the knowledge to lead the workshop, and I know that I can meet their needs by being present, aware, observant, listening, and trusting my intuition. And that just gives me, I'm able to be there and be in alignment with my values. And that's my word for the year is alignment, and I'm able to be in alignment. And that brings mm-hmm. me peace and joy.
So when you walked out of that workshop today, were you still able to trust yourself that you gave what you were there to give, and did you acknowledge yourself for trusting yourself?
Absolutely. Yep. I will be written in my journal tonight.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, I think.
So, Terry.
Go ahead, Janet.
No, I was just going to ask. So, Terry, can you describe, like, physically what goes on within you? How is it different when you are present and trusting your intuition versus when you're not?
Well, it's a sense of it's a confidence. It allows me to take risks, get out of my comfort zone. I just feel in tune vibrationally with the people that are in the room, and I can sense their needs and concerns, and I'm able to, because I'm trusting my intuition and I'm in alignment with my values, I'm able to almost know what they're thinking. I can, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I've been doing this a long time, so I've got some skills in being able to read people really well. And mm-hmm. it's kind of like this connection that we're making energetically. And I'm able to keep them engaged because they see that I truly know them and I'm seeing them and hearing them. And it's really an amazing feeling. When I get through with those workshops, I'm just so grateful and, you know, feel really connected to my higher power.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel, as you're doing this, as you're connecting, like moving from connected to your higher power, moving from that space, do you feel almost like how you're communicating and what's coming out of your mouth and how it's going and all that is like you're not filtering any of it through your brain, that it's just mm-hmm. flowing?
It just comes, yeah. Sometimes I stop and say, I said that? That really connected with what that person was saying. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you. That was a great thing, you know, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, I had forgotten I even knew that word, and there that word was, you know, and it was the perfect word. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't happen the whole time 100%, but, you know, it does happen, and then in turn, it really gives me the courage and the confidence to know that that's going to happen again.
Yeah, so it's being willing to take that risk when you have that little tink. Let me just try it.
I mean, I have an outline, but I don't always follow it. So that also gives me confidence to know that I'm being guided, and mm-hmm. You know, and it's not just me there. I'm partnered with my, you know, with my mm-hmm. whatever you call it, intuition, whatever you call it, you know, mm-hmm. that we're partnering.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you girls are on a roll tonight, and I am sorry to say that we are out of time. So really quick, Janet, what would be the number one thing you would want one of our listeners to get from tonight, talking about present moment and intuition?
I would say if you have the opportunity, well, you always have the opportunity. It's just choosing manifested or created, and listen to what Terry just described, because it's extremely powerful when we are willing to get out of our own way, our own ego, and allow ourselves to come from our flow. And so that's what I get out of it and encourage.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would just add, I would add to that, you know, just trust. Just trust. You know, trust your intuition and be, and just surrender to that. And it can be, you know, it can be scary when you first start doing it, but the more you do that in your relationships with people, in your work, in your spiritual growth, just trust and surrender to that intuition, because I always say it's got my back. And when I trust and I, you know, walk into it, I always get that feeling of peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. And like I've been doing the same thing for many, many, many couple decades. And it's so funny because something will all of a sudden pop up. I'm like, and I'll just start laughing at myself. I'm like, now where the heck did that even come from?
Yeah.
I've been doing the same thing for so long, but you know what? It's working. So cool. And I'm having fun with it.
So. I love that about you.
Thank you. It's pretty fun, yeah. Actually. It's kind of like a little game, right? It's almost like a little game.
Yeah.
Of trusting, of going, oh, my gosh. Like, just the hit comes, and it's like, okay, let me run with it. I don't know where it's going, but, okay, it's going somewhere. And to see where it ends up. And it always ends up where it's meant to end up, which is full circle.
Yep.
Yeah, I think when you're at the beginning of learning what your intuition sounds like and what to do when you hear it, I remember when I was first learning, one of my mentors told me to, if you feel like there's something that you need to do, it doesn't matter if it's where it's coming from, like you don't have to name it, oh, it's this or it's that. Just do it, and then you can figure all that out afterwards. You know, so
exactly.
If you get a feeling like you need to do something or say something or risk or whatever it is, you know, just do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Mm-hmm. So we thank you so much, Janet, for being on the show with us.
Thank you for having me again. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Where are you traveling to? Where are you heading off to?
Well, British Virgin Islands. Thank you very much. I organized a group. There's a dozen of us on a swim trip. So it's a swim trek.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm very, very excited. And, so we're going to be swimming between islands and around islands and all sorts of stuff. So it should be fun. But
amazing.
My mom's done. I think she'll just be on the boat.
Well,
send lots
of
pictures.
Maybe we'll have you back on the show to tell us how you are present in the moment.
sounds good.
Thank all of our listeners for being here. We want to remind everyone that the information that we are sharing about the 12 Steps of Freedom are from Rhonda Britton, the founder and CEO of the Fearless Living Institute, and you can find out more about her and the Institute at fearlessliving.org. You can find us on Facebook at Fearless Generations or on our website at fearlessgenerations.org. And until next week, everyone, be fearless.
Be fearless. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.